Hello, Jamie. It's nice to talk to you again. Congratulations on your exhibition, your virtual exhibition. Can you tell us a little bit about your process when you're creating a new work?
So really, when I think of new work, I think of like a body of work that I'm starting, and typically that means for me just going out and making photographs, because really nothing starts to happen until I start making photographs, and then in that process I'll also start doing research, reading, watching things that may be related. For example, when I moved to Lincoln this fall, I spent a lot of time going out and trying to orient myself with the new city I was in. And even though I had in the back of my head that I wanted to work on a specific idea, work on making work about my family's traditions, I knew that I needed a way to just jumpstart my ideas. And then by doing so, I just go out and make photographs. And that can lead to things, or it will, at least provide me some clues on what I should be looking for and which directions I
Absolutely.
could be going in.
So for the people that this is their first time seeing your work, can you just give us a really brief introduction on who you are, your artistic background, and kind of just a little bit about yourself?
Yeah, of course. I am from Florida, born and raised, and my family still lives there, but they had immigrated from China shortly before I was born. And then I went on to get my BFA at the University of New Mexico. And then I spent the past 5 years in the Midwest in Wisconsin before moving to Lincoln for graduate school, essentially. I make photographs primarily with a focus on first and second generation immigrant experience. And that's been the way my work has been moving along.
Okay. Well, we're wondering if you have a favorite piece that you've ever created and about how long you think that took you.
I don't know I have a favorite in particular, but there are a few things like photographs I keep returning to. There's one that's called Offering for the New Year. It was created around February of 2016. It's a photograph of, you see, my mom's hand, and it's a gesture of her about to pour tea into this spread. There's like food and teapot and teacups. It's essentially part of a ritual or tradition that my mom does every year for Chinese New Year. This usually happens on the eve of Chinese New Year, and she essentially prepares an offering to bring like good fortune for the new year. And it kind of solidified what I was doing with the Canton Golf, which is a photographic body of work that I'm still working on, essentially. But it kind of, yeah, solidified like what I was doing. Because when I was first starting the project, I was really wanted to explore my childhood home because I hadn't been there for almost a decade. When I left for New Mexico, I just didn't go back. And when I finally felt ready to, I was really compelled to like photograph my home. But with this particular photograph, it kind of solidified what I was doing, which was really trying to use my camera to reconnect and build a strong relationship with my parents, and in turn understand more about my parents' traditions and their legacy. And so in the second part of your question about like how long that took, really, you know, a photograph happens in a matter of moments, but I kind of knew going to Florida at that particular, in 2016, preparing for that trip, I had in my head that I was going to spend time with my parents, and I was going back for Chinese New Year. But that particular photograph didn't really happen until I was actually spending time with my mom as she was practicing that that tradition and those rituals that I really was still trying to understand.
Okay, gotcha.
Does that make sense? It's not really a time frame, but yeah.
Right, to kind of, I guess I should have worded it more of like, how long would it take, took you to achieve it?
So you mentioned the Chinese New Year, right? And I can see that, you know, your culture and your family's traditions really has an influence in your work, it seems. Can you elaborate more on what influences your artwork, whether it be the exhibition with Cat and Golf that is virtually up right now, or just, you know, any of your other works of art?
Yeah. I mean, for Cat and Golf, it was really like, I was interested in exploring my family's traditions, but the work that I was looking at while I was making it, I think I was spending a lot of time with LaToya Ruby Frazier's work, specifically Notion of Family. She makes photographs of her family intergenerationally. And it's, she's able to use her personal story to talk about the larger issue of racism in our infrastructures and institutions. And I think that's, I've been spending a lot of time with her work specifically because of that. But more recently, I've been spending a lot of time with Pixie Lau's work, specifically Experimental Relationship, where she photographs her, at the time, I'm not sure what her status now, but her younger boyfriend. She's exploring ways to subvert traditional gender roles in her like heterosexual relationships. And I think that's been something I've been thinking a lot about recently, about subverting traditions. And so I've been spending a lot of time with her work because of the newer direction of mine. If that makes sense.
Yeah, very nice. Well, continuing on that, how do you continue to learn through your role as an artist?
I think it's by paying attention to what's going on. We don't really make work in a vacuum, so it's really important to pay attention to what other people are doing, what's been happening, and if that's like related to myself, and really challenging myself not to be comfortable in what I'm in the work that I'm making, and trying to get out of my comfort zone. So that's really what I've been trying to do to continue to, one, push my work forward, but also to like have a broader understanding of what's happening and how that can relate to what I'm making.
So you mentioned that you don't make your work in a vacuum, right? Or we don't make our work in a vacuum. Can you elaborate a little bit more on that?
Yeah, I think it's really important to see what other artists are doing. So I've been paying a lot of attention to platforms that showcase really diverse voices. I think that we can get, it's really easy to pay attention to artists that what is already in what people like to call the canon. And but it's also been dominated by very like white cis men voices. And I think that being able to see what's happening now and learning and looking at like what other people are doing and following platforms that feature like very diverse voices, like, and I'm gonna name specifically photo related platforms because that's what I've been focusing on and that's what I've been looking at, but like Strange Fire Collective and Full Emphasis to name a few, Cumulus Photo to name a few. And yeah, I think it's just seeing what other people are doing, I think it's been really helpful for me in because sometimes you can see things that you hadn't considered before that may relate to my work or not so much.
Yeah, that's really cool, you know, and it's really interesting, you know, now that we have, you know, various platforms and different social medias and stuff, I think sometimes it gets easier to see other works and see a diverse collective of artwork. I was just reading an article on Basquiat, and, you know, it's kind of interesting how around that time, the art world was basically dominated by, you know, white males, usually. Mm-hmm. White men, even in the paintings, it would be, in the artwork, it would be, there wouldn't really be African or, you know, diverse groups of people in any artwork. So here in the United States. So it was really interesting to see that. And so we can see that, you know, you obviously use social media as a resource when you are creating your artwork. And obviously your camera, right, would be a great resource as well. But what are some of the best resources that have helped you out in your career?
Outside of that, I think it's also connecting with people who are maybe not doing exactly similar work, but have similar values that you, and by connecting with other people, other artists, and having like a really good peer group, I think has been really important and very helpful in not only like opening other opportunities for me to showcase my work, but also seeing other perspectives that I might not also have. And I think it's really easy, like right now during this pandemic, to be really isolated. So being able to reach out to other artists has been like really beneficial for me.
That's always nice to have, yeah, a group of peers to work with. I agree. So obviously you let us know about, you know, like where you grew up, where you went to school, how long you've been taking photos. But what advice would you give for someone wanting to pursue a similar career?
I think, again, is finding a community, finding a peer group. I think it's, and I definitely was, that was something that I struggled with after leaving undergrad, was I was leaving a community that was already there for me and moving to Wisconsin and not having the same resources, one, to make work, and the same connections, because I'm not tied to a university anymore. It was, I don't know, I thought I'm a kind of an introvert, so it was really difficult to like just go to openings, and I just found that it's something difficult. But as I like was continuing to look at opportunities within the local art community, I was able to start meeting people, and then that turns made me feel more comfortable with going out to events. Obviously we can't do that right now, yeah. But I think finding a way to build a community or build a peer group that have a similar mindset is really important, and I think will help you because it helps provide other ways to grow in your art, but also other opportunities because they may know other people who might think your work will do really well in other places. And I think also applying to exhibitions and publications, especially if they're free, because it, in understanding that it's okay if you do get rejected, because you're gonna get a lot of the rejections, but there'll be opportunities in which you'll actually land. And I think if there is like a small submission fee or no, none, like what's there to lose really? But I think it's important when you're doing those kind of things to like look at if your work meets the criteria that they're looking for, if it's a organization that really will work with, sorry about that. If it's an organization that aligns with your values or not, things like that to consider. And look at like who's curating it. Is it somebody that you do really want to get your work in front of? I think it's really important to just try and see what happens.
Yeah, I agree.
That's some great advice. So obviously we are in the midst of a global pandemic that, you know, happens like once in a lifetime. It's not very common. And this has really impacted a lot of artists, you know, including myself. Here in Minnesota, the governor imposed kind of restrictions, closing down all museums and galleries for artwork. And so, you know, and also we see that colleges and universities are all kind of gravitating towards mostly online, with very little interaction in class, you know, face-to-face, in person. And so, you know, I understand how a lot of artists are being impacted by, you know, this pandemic. How are you being impacted by COVID-19? How has it affected the way that, you know, you're making art, producing art, or exhibiting art, etc.? Obviously, we have a virtual exhibition, so that kind of maybe speaks to part of it. But would you like to let us know how, in maybe other ways, that COVID-19 has impacted you as an artist?
Yeah, you know, honestly, my art practice hasn't been as impacted, primarily because I started graduate school and my studio is still available for me. It may also mean because University of Nebraska-Lincoln is doing like in-person kind of hybrid classes. So the resources that I have coming into grad school are still there for me. But there are things that I think have been kind of positive in terms of there have been a lot more opportunities to sit in artist lectures that I haven't had the opportunity to do so because I hadn't lived in a bigger city or in a place that would have a lot of artist lectures available. They're now all available virtually, and I think that's been really positive. But one thing that has really been difficult is being able to connect with other people safely. And I think that has impacted in the way, the direction my work has gone, because I had an idea or hope that I could start when I moved to Lincoln, start going or like meeting people in communities that were similar to my parents or mine when I was growing up, and seeing how other immigrant communities look like in a different place. I really wanted to meet and make photographs of that experience, and that wasn't something I feel like I could safely do this past fall. So that definitely has changed the direction in which my work has, my more recent work has gone. But I don't, but I think that in the end, I like, that will happen eventually. And right now, what I'm making is really exciting still. I've been making more introspective work, and I'm still thinking a lot about the traditions my parents are doing, but just in a much different way than I was expecting.
Well, that's nice. It's nice to still enjoy things.
Yeah.
What's one thing you wish you'd known before starting your career, if anything?
Yeah, that's a good question. You know, I think one thing I wish I had known really is that I think that like it's okay to get a lot of no's at first. I think that was really hard in the beginning when I was applying to different exhibitions and publications, that it just wasn't landing quite at the beginning at first. And I think it partly was what I was applying for or what I was looking at wasn't really in the scope of my work. It didn't really fit with what I was doing. And I just wasn't, didn't quite recognize that at first. And I think that was just a learning process, but I really did wish that I kind of had that advice in the beginning to start to be really like look at publications that or organizations that actually like are in line with your values and your and like the work that you're making.
So you obviously do a lot of photography. Is this you know, what got you into photography? Or what kind of interested you in this type of work when it comes to taking photographs as art?
Yeah, I started making photographs, you know, I started at a pretty young age. My dad had a really, was always making photos and mostly of like of me and my brother and that kind of thing. But he always had a camera on hand, as I remember as a child. And there was a time when we had to go to China for my grandmother's funeral. And I had only met her one time prior because we didn't visit as often. And feeling really restless in a place that I didn't really know and wanting to figure out how to express that. And I just had a really, there were like disposable cameras because my dad wouldn't really let go of his at that time. And also I didn't know how to use one. And I just like was compelled to make pictures, and the photographs didn't end up being very good, of course, because I was very young and I didn't really have any technical skill sets at that time. But it kind of introduced me to the idea that I could use a tool to express myself outside of drawing and that kind of thing. And so I got more into it in high school, and then it really developed into something that I really loved.
Wonderful.
Well, to end with, what does having a career in art mean to you?
Yeah, I think it's really important to me because it helps give a voice, like my work, away in the mainstream. Not really, that's not really, I think this is a difficult question for me, honestly. Mm-hmm. But I think that there's, I don't know what else I would be, like I have tried, I have been working outside of art for a while, and it was really, I think, really difficult. And being able to pursue art was something that felt very valuable to me because it allowed me to express myself and express what I felt I wasn't seeing elsewhere. And I think that the work that I make is about my experience, and it is, as a Chinese American, as a person that grew up in a very traditional Chinese household, and like, but also in America. So like, I had two very different cultures kind of, and it's sometimes clashing when I was growing up, because it was either one or the other in some ways, and especially the values that my parents had, and understanding that. And I feel like being able to make a career out of making artwork that tells this experience that I didn't really see before, and I feel like I'm seeing more now, because I think there's been more platforms that, and even in other media, showcasing different things. But I think it's been really important to be able to express my particular experience.
Yeah, that's nice to hear. It's cool how you can, you know, just individualize things so much to your own self in this career.
And, you know, I can really relate to one of the points that you made about kind of having, you know, these conflicting thoughts because we're here in the United States, but then, you know, our families have a culture from another country. Yeah. And so, you know, kind of having that is sometimes, you know, confusing in a way. Sometimes it's very interesting, you know, and so I can really relate to that one as well. So I think that's really interesting.
Thanks. Yeah. I think it's definitely can be hard sometimes, but also very positive too.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Well, thank you so much for meeting with us, Jamie Ho. Your artwork is currently up on our website, and you know, we look forward to you know, viewing your artwork some more, and you know, we also look forward to your future exhibitions. And it was really great talking to you.
It was really great talking with you all. Thanks for having me.
Thank you so much.
Yeah.